KFYO, good morning. It's 8:09 with Tom and Laura. Talking Teachers on the Rise. It's the Mrs. Baird's Recognition Program, and it is sponsored in great part by our friends at the United Family of Stores. In the house, we have Eddie Owens from United Supermarkets. Welcome to the program.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys
good.
Doing?
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's a good way to start the day.
Yeah, you can never really give too much recognition out to teachers, but a lot of people have heard about the Teachers on the Rise program. For people who are not familiar with it, go ahead and just give us the nuts and bolts of the deal.
Well, Tom, we're in the second year of partnering with Mrs. Baird's locally to sponsor the Teachers on the Rise program here on the South Plains. Every month during the school year, we will recognize a teacher at the elementary, junior high, middle school, and high school level. So we honor three teachers every month. And the neat thing about this is that it's based on nominations from their own students.
Yeah.
So doesn't get any better than that. And that's when you realize what kind of impact these folks who are so often unheralded or underheralded at best, what kind of impact they're making on kids' lives.
You know, I was going to ask you, if you had a teacher, Laura, who would you nominate for your teacher?
Probably a world history teacher that I had in high school. He was wonderful, Mr. Altman. He was just very good about getting outside the textbook and teaching us about history that
you
made
know,
it very interesting.
If I was nominating mine, you've actually probably seen her on the news. Her name is June Scobie. She is the wife of deceased astronaut Dick Scobie in the Challenger disaster. Was my senior English teacher.
Is that right?
Yeah. just kind of touched base with her a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw her on Facebook.
And, you know, I may have said this the last time I was here, but I know I've said it at least once elsewhere. It's amazing. I can't tell you what I wore to work yesterday, but I can still name every one of my teachers growing up. That's the kind of impact that these folks have on us forever and ever. So we are just absolutely thrilled to be partnering with Mrs. Baird's, with you guys, with KMAC. We'll honor these folks on TV. Ron Roberts will, during his weather forecast next Tuesday, the 18th.
Okay. So. Now, do you have the envelope?
I do.
Okay, why don't you open it up and the winner is?
Our January winners, and of course, you know, we're always a month behind.
Right.
And we're into February now, but our January winners were Sharon Zumwalt from Roscoe Wilson Elementary, where my daughter and Buddy Holly and our president, Robert Taylor, are all alumni. Sharon was nominated by Ava Standifer. Our middle school winner was from Laura Bush Middle School in the Cooper District, Mandy Winton, and she was nominated by Abigail Riojas. And then her high school winner was also from Lubbock Cooper, Becca Berryhill, nominated by Jerika Evans.
Nice.
Really?
So we've got, you know, we've got three good schools represented this month. And to be honest with you, we try to move them around because we get nominations from all over the South Plains, and that's the neat thing about it. We were up in Olton a few months ago recognizing one of our Teachers on the Rise during a pep rally. So it's just a fun thing to be involved in.
It's kind of neat to see that the teacher, Becca Berryhill, a young woman. She's my son's age, right around 25 years old.
Yeah. Wow. Making a difference already.
Yeah, knew her since she was a kid. Yeah, so that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming and sharing with us. What's going on new with the United Family of Stores?
Well, you know, the most exciting thing is we're about to open another new store. We just opened a new convenience store in Amarillo a couple of weeks ago, and the full-size United will open right behind it March the 5th. So we're getting scarily close to that date, but we're so excited because it's our first new store in Amarillo in a long time, and it's a next-generation United that will look completely different than any other United we've opened. So
got to take a little civilization to those heathens.
Yeah, that's right. If you're ever up in Amarillo, go to 34th and Sauncey store to see it because it's going to be special.
So, okay, is it going to be like even just worlds apart from the Market Street at 19th and Quaker?
It will be very similar in a lot of ways. The decor will be United branded, but it will be kind of cutting edge like the 19th and Quaker store.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. I just can't wait to see it.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. We've got lots of good things happening.
Hey, did we say how to nominate a teacher?
Oh,
well,
you know
we
what?
Did not.
I don't think we
good
covered
call.
That.
I think the easiest thing to do is go to y'all's website. Isn't
you can
it?
Go to KFYO.com mm-hmm. and you know you can Google teachers on the rise, or you can go to MrsBTeacher.com.
That's right. And you can even go to UnitedTexas.com.
Yeah.
But for your listeners, just KFYO.com, and there it is. And it's really, really simple.